should probably leave you alone. Cause I know in the morning I'll be calling, saying sorry for the things I said. So I should probably go to bed before I question my decision. Is it love? I know it isn't. Now I'm all up in my head again. Cause I know I don't have the self-control to walk away if you walk in. Told me that you were coming, so I should probably.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden Thursday criticizing the special counsel report concerning classified documents he had in his possession. The report exonerated the president over the mishandling of classified documents, but raised questions about his memory. But Mr. Biden insisted.
I'm the most qualified person in this country to be president of the United States and finish the job I started.
Donald Trump did not face Nikki Haley in Thursday's Republican caucuses in Nevada, which ABC News projects he won. During a Thursday hearing, the Supreme Court appeared highly skeptical of Colorado's ruling to disqualify former President Trump from the ballot based on a section of the 14th Amendment that prevents insurrectionists from holding office. Justice Elena Kagan.
I think that the question that you have to confront is why a single state should decide who gets to be president of the United States.
Right now in East Tennessee, a manhunt for a suspect who killed a deputy and injured another during a Thursday traffic stop. This is ABC News. In a new interview, Russian President Vladimir Putin saying he will not invade other countries as the war with Ukraine drags on.
Responding to a question from U.S. talk show host Tucker Carlson, Russian President Putin said it was out of the question for Russia to invade Poland or Latvia. We simply don't have any interest, he said, adding the only scenario under which violence could erupt is if Poland attacked Russia. Putin also said a defeat in Ukraine is impossible. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky has fired the nation's top general, saying the war effort needs a fresh start. The eruption of a volcano in southwestern Iceland slowing down. It's the third time this volcano has erupted in the last few months, and experts warn more are likely on the way. And another win in court for Britain's Prince Harry and his fight with tabloids over invading his privacy. Lawyers for Harry now say that the Mirror Group has agreed to pay what they call a substantial sum to settle the rest of the case. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la, it's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day. And for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. All backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Historic severe weather ripped through much of southern Wisconsin Thursday evening. Storms that passed through Green, Dane, Rock, and Jefferson counties led to reports of funnel clouds and tornadoes in the region. It was the first time there was a tornado warning and possible tornado reported in February in Wisconsin. 10-year prison sentence for a woman convicted in a Milwaukee child abuse case. Last July, Milwaukee police found two kids ages 7 and 9 in appalling conditions inside the home of Katie Koch. A judge described the home as a prison of garbage and filth. Koch pleaded guilty in November to child neglect and imprisonment. And Wisconsin's presidential primary ballot is finalized. Last week, the Wisconsin Elections Commission sent the finalized certified list of candidates qualified to have their names appear on the April primary ballot to county clerks. It's determined by Wisconsin's Presidential Preference Selection Committee.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Visit O'Galley Cheese for many locally sourced food items, including O'Galley's own award-winning Parmesan and Asiago cheeses and homemade squeaky fresh cheese curds made with milk from our local dairy farms. O'Galley Cheese also offers a variety of locally made brats, specialty popcorn, and delicious cheesecakes. Need a quick and easy dinner for the family? Pick up a handmade pizza from the O'Galley Cheese Factory Store. Family owned and operated for over 75 years, O'Galley Cheese Factory Store opens 7 days a week, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cooler and still a bit breezy today. Mostly cloudy with a high of 38 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25, occasionally gusting to 35, especially earlier in the day. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Our low 26 tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 34. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Alan Jackson and Chattahoochee 909. And good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Happy Friday. This hour we'll have Today in History, opening farm markets as well. Plus, we'll talk about one farm in California that lost their bees. We'll tell you what happened here coming up this morning. Do you have a doggy door at the house if you have dogs or a dog? We do not do that at our house. I would never be comfortable with that for the biggest reason. Yeah, the dogs can get out, but what gets in? And that's exactly what happened in North Bend, Washington. A hungry bear tried to get into a North Bend home through the doggy door. Surveillance video on the back deck of the home showed the bear pushing on windows. Then, I'm going to go through this pet door. I can smell the food. I want it. Now, the bear didn't get inside, of course. The dogs in the home didn't notice. Oops. No treats for the dogs. The owner is bear aware, bringing in bird feeders at night and securing garbage cans. Bears, of course, right now are more active as they are waking up due to the warm temperatures. You know, they've been sleeping all winter, and it's like, I'm hungry. It's time to eat. If you do encounter a bear, don't run. Make noise and look as, quote, large as you can. I'm not that big. I think the bear would probably end up laughing at me before eating me, right? Now, here's Billy Currington. This is Must Be Doing Something Right. It's 9/11.
A woman is a mystery. A man just can't understand. Sometimes all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow and hold her all night long. Heaven knows there's so many ways a man be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something. Show me the way. I'm open to suggestions. Whatever you say. Tonight's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. Girl, I hope I'm on the right road, judging by the smile on your face. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but something right. Oh, baby. Mm-hmm.
Listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand and your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh baby, I swear I can feel it in the air. I can feel it. You got everybody looking, looking at you, looking at me. Then
tells me when you start to dance. Baby, this is turning to, we should probably get up out of here. Oh, baby, I swear I can feel it in the air.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kane Brown and I Can Feel It. It's 9:21. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Buffalo Pepin County Fair beef weigh-in is tomorrow. That's going to be held at the NFO Collection Point in Independence. Time slots are all first come, first serve. And visit the Buffalo County Fair Facebook page for more information on that. Well, thieves made off with, get this, 100 beehives from a farm in Central California. The bees are said to be valued at $34,000. Whoa. Orange County commercial beekeeper Sean Crowley says the thefts are commonplace and usually carried out by other beekeepers. Crowley adds that during the almond pollination season, 1.6 million beehives are brought to California's Central Valley. So the theft of 100 hives is nothing more really than a small-time heist. Wow, 1.6 million beehives? Of course, the bees pollinate the almond trees. The beekeeper, of course, collects a fee for that. The bees then produce honey. And that is sold at the going market price. I know they do that a lot here in Wisconsin, especially with the cranberry industry. One of my good friends that is out in the Warrens area, the Weatherby Cranberry Company, yep, they bring in beekeepers with beehives to pollinate the cranberry crop there. And they kind of make a deal. They get to keep some of the cranberry honey. It does have a very, very unique flavor, and then they sell that during the Warren's Cranfest. So, yeah, I guess, I don't know, how do you brand bees? I guess they can't do that. I wonder how they're going to figure out how to get those returned.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a member of the Hometown Guys. Adams Super Service is looking for an automotive technician for their growing family. The right candidate will have their own tools, 2 years' experience, good driving record, and a great personality. Adams Super Service offers paid holidays, leave, training, plus there's no weekend work. Visit Adams Super Service in Durand to apply.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Navage provides quick, drug-free nasal relief this time of year when everyone is sick. Navage helps by sucking out germs, bacteria, and viruses trapped in our noses that cause us to feel miserable. And come allergy season, it does the same with dust, pollen, and other allergens. And unlike medications that can take time to help, Navage helps treat congestion symptoms in seconds flat. Ask for Navage at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, or find us online at Navage.com. Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
My name is Dustin. I'm the head designer for Cody James Black Boots, and this is Behind the Design with Boot Barn. The objective with this new line was basically to create a collection of boots that were going to be elevated, quality made, using the finest materials and craftsmanship available. Some of the key quality construction details that carry throughout the line would be premium cowhide lining, hand-nailed leather soles, and simplistic design. Cody James Black, only at Boot Barn.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sir, if you don't mind, I'd rather be alone. From the moment I walked in tonight, you've been coming on. If I've told you once, I've told you twice, I'm just here to unwind. I'm not interested in romance or what you have in mind. What part of no don't you understand? To put it plain and simple, I'm not into one-night stands.
Care about you. It's when I know without a doubt that I can't live without you. care about you. That's when I know without a doubt that I can't live without you. Every day I find another reason. Every season we go through, every little thing you do. That's when I love you. That's when I love you. When I need you, when I care about you. That's when I know without a doubt that I can't live without you. Every day I find another reason. Every season we go through.
Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Tyler Hubbard, back then, right now. I'm Brian Winnikens. Good morning. This reminder, the Duranda Library's Music and Movement Storytime coming up again on Tuesday, February 13th at the Durand Community Library. This will be from 10:30 to 11. This will be with Stacy Hansen, and this is for kids 18 months through 3 years of age. It is free. It's also open to older siblings. Just contact the Duranda Public Library for more information. Let's run down today in history for this February 11th. 1752, the first American hospital opened in Philadelphia. Really? 1777, Vermont abolishes slavery. In 1790, the Religious Society of Friends presented a petition to Congress calling for the nationwide abolition of slavery. 1809, Robert Fulton patents the steamboat. Also, 1892, Colorado's famous Pike's Peak set aside as a forest reserve. 1968, the new 20,000-seat Madison Square Garden officially opened in New York City. It was the fourth arena to be named Madison Square Garden. The showplace for sports and entertainment opened with a show hosted by Bob Hope and Bing Crosby. 1974, American motorists suffered through the worst day of the energy crisis. Many gas stations were closed. The others limited purchases to $3 a car. Some reported customer lines up to 6 miles long. Wow. 2006, adventurer Steve Fawcett broke the world record for the longest continuous flight. Fawcett spent almost 77 straight hours flying the specially designed Virgin Atlantic Global Flyer before making an emergency landing in England. The 61-year-old had traveled, get this, 26,389 miles. 2006, Vice President Dick Cheney must have forgotten about hunter safety. He accidentally shot and wounded a 78-year-old man while hunting for quail on a ranch in Texas. Cheney's hunting companion, Harry Winnington, owned the ranch where the weekend hunt had taken place. In 2013, Pope Benedict XVI announced his plan to resign at the end of the month, citing health concerns. In doing so, the 85-year-old became the first pope to resign in nearly 600 years. That's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. Market update being brought to you in part by the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley and Elsevia Co-op.
Looking to upgrade the home appliances? Elsevia Co-op Heating and Cooling features gas and electric ranges, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers from General Electric and Speed Queen. If you need an appliance repair, Elsevia Co-op Heating and Cooling can service all major appliances. Call Elsevia Co-op and ask for Jody Feedy. She'll help you with all of your home appliance needs. Elsevia Co-op, your GE and Speed Queen appliance dealer, Durand.
Milk markets are mixed with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins at the Mercantile Exchange. March milk up 13 to 1732. April up 2 to 1751. May down 1 to 1786. June milk steady at 1822. Cattle markets at the Mercantile Exchange are mostly lower across the board, even though there has been some strength in some of the cash markets, but a lot of profit taking happening in live and feeder cattle markets this morning. While hog markets are moving mostly higher, short covering after recent losses in the hog markets is helping to support prices. February live cattle still up 32 cents to 184.10. March feeder cattle down 10 cents to 246.75. February hogs up 52 cents to 73.82. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are moving mostly higher. Wheat also moving mostly higher. Now, the USDA report yesterday did provide a slightly negative news for the supply and demand numbers by raising those ending stocks for corn, beans, and wheat. South American weather also looks favorable, and that is pressuring the soybean markets. But corn and wheat moving mostly higher on some short covering. March corn up 3.25 to 436 and a half. New crop up 1 to 473 and a quarter. March beans down 5 to 1188 and a half. New crop down 2.5 to 1170 and a quarter. Chicago wheat March up 13 to 601 and a half. Minneapolis wheat March up 7 to 690 and three quarters. With markets, I'm Brian Winnikins.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cooler and still a bit breezy today. Mostly cloudy with a high of 38 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25, occasionally gusting to 35, especially earlier in the day. Tonight, mostly cloudy, our low 26 tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 34. If you need help with back taxes, Tax Solutions Now can help. Call today, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Tune in a bucket, was on a mission to drown her memory, but I thought no way with all this ruckus. But after one round with Jose Cuervo, I caught my boots tapping along with the beat. And after two rounds with Jose Cuervo, that band was sounding pretty darn good to me. Some stranger asked me to dance, and I revealed to her my two left feet. Said, don't get me wrong, I'm glad you asked, but tonight's about me and an old memory. Then after three rounds with Jose Cuervo, I let her lead me out on the floor. And after four rounds with Jose Cuervo, I was showing off moves never seen. And started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo. Three rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Oh, give me another.
Five.
Someday I'd say goodbye to you. It's one right to still make two wrong. Not for each other, not from the start. The difference was day and night. My finest hour spent here with you in the dark was just before I saw the light. The people who want love, the people who need love, who find love on the way. I'll be looking for someone till I find the right one, and I won't be walking away. One place it could be, so I'm looking.
looking ahead, I've stopped looking behind for someone who's looking for me. It's the people who want love, the people who need love, find love on the way. I'll be looking for someone till I find the right one, and I won't be walking away. I'll be looking for someone till I find the right one, then I won't be walking away.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
I remember how it used to feel, riding down old 2 Mile Hill, tennis shoes up on the handlebars, paying no mind to the passing cars. No doubts, no fears, just like when you are here. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard, no hands. It took a little time to get up to speed, to find the confidence and the strength I'd need, to just let go and reach for the sky. You know, sometimes it felt I'd find no doubts, no fears, just like when you are here. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard, no hands. It doesn't take much, just a smile or a touch, and I'm a kid again. I can almost feel that wind. No chains, no strings, no fences, no walls, no net, just you to catch me when I fall. Look hard, no hands. Look hard. No
hands. I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway, kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I
sewed up and she's gone. Guess I got Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she change it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Oh, I got the Tucson too late.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Jordan Davis, Tucson too late, 9:52. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Chip Fleury for the latest news and issues affecting rural America and the farm markets as well, with AgriTalk this afternoon from 1 till 3, part of our agriculture afternoons here on WRDN. Scary find at a construction project for a future college campus near a Florida airport. The Hernando County Sheriff's Department said crews were working on the site at what would eventually become the Wilton Simpson Technical College in Brookville, Florida, near the Brookville-Tampa Bay Regional Airport. What did they discover? A World War II bomb. Uh-oh! The Sheriff's Department had to evacuate the area about a half mile in each direction and close roads nearby, while the Citrus County Sheriff's Department's bomb squad team showed up. Do we cut the red wire or the blue wire? The explosives expert determined the decaying Mark 65 was a 1,000-pound bomb dating back to World War II, but it was inert, so there wasn't going to be a, you know, wasn't going to blow up. The Sheriff's Department said the bomb is being disposed of by a crew from MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. Hello, Air Force? Yeah, this is the Sheriff's Department. We found one of your bombs.
Dude, don't make the mistake of waiting until the last minute to order your Valentine, that special gift from the Cottage of Durand. Order your special sweetheart flowers, chocolates, jewelry, or stuffed animals from the cottage by noon on Monday, and it will be delivered to your sweetheart on Valentine's Day. Not sure what to get? Let Missy and the staff help you create a special Valentine's gift she will truly enjoy. Hey, don't get your someone special flowers from the gas station on Valentine's Day. Order that special gift today from the Cottage, downtown Durand.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using hair volume from New Nordic. Look for hair volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Hey, everyone, it's Joe Montana. Spreading the word about pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older like me, you're at increased risk. So, what's the game plan? A strong defense. Pneumococcal pneumonia can strike at any time in any season, so you shouldn't wait to help protect yourself. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination today and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's K-N-O-W pneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat sure is cold today. Here I am walking down 66, wish she hadn't done me that way. Sleeping under a table in a roadside park, a man could wake up dead. But it sure seems warmer than it did in our king-sized bed. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her. Whipping down the neck of my shirt like I ain't got nothing on. But I'd rather fight the wind and rain than what I've been fighting at home. Yonder comes a truck with the U.S. mail, people writing letters back home. Tomorrow she'll probably want me back, but I'll still be just as gone. Is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Any place is all right as long as I can forget I've ever known her.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Charlie Pride, Is Anyone Going to San Antonio? 9:59. I'm Brian Winnikins. Happy National Pizza Day today. It's one of America's all-time favorite foods. Thin crust, Chicago style, deep dish, or anything in between. Pizza is America's favorite. Now, pepperoni is the most popular pizza, by the way. 36% of all pies ordered. Over 3 billion pizzas are sold in the USA each year. Wow. Then add in another 1 billion on frozen pizzas. In the United States, 17% of all restaurants are pizzerias. Wow. Americans consume on average 23 pounds of pizza per person each year. Well, there you go.